So we had a hackathon at the office this week with the explicit purpose of harnessing generative language models in some interesting way. It was a fun exercise along the lines of the various coding dojos I attended in the before time and really opened my eyes to some of the options I had in terms of processing data. My expectation was that I'd be using some of the stuff I'd developed earlier and possibly pushing a bit into the realm of prompt engineering private server deployment. This turned out to be kind of correct. The language. So first quasi-surprise, the lingua franca of my company internal teams turns out to be Python. I was betting on no Dejos or possibly Golang, but it turns out there's a diversity of language use internally, including me as the one and only Clojure Emacs user. But it turns out that each individual team hates the first choice language of most of the others. Python isn't anyone's favorite, but it also has no haters, and given that it already has decent bindings to replicate OpenAI and, in theory, Vertex. Given the situation and given that it's still intentionally up there in the logo bar, I went ahead with it. The bindings are a bit more annoying to use than what I ended up putting together over in Clojure land, but someone else maintains them, and they work. The only hiccup I had was that the authentication procedure for Vertex AE is what we technically refer to as batshit insane. I'm sure it makes perfect sense for someone inside of Google, or for someone using a Google-branded web interface or possibly Google Doc API to hook into their generative capabilities, but if you want to use it from a Python or Clojure script in the way that the replicate and OpenAI APIs make damn near trivial, you're shit out of luck. At one point, it became clear that putting together the authentication subsystem of a Vertex project would take way more effort than any of the actual business logic, and I decided to bail on it. Replicate and model capabilities. I'd only been using the OpenAI offering before this hackathon, and I've been deliberately ignoring any current event-related news surrounding basically everything, so I was mildly surprised by the breadth of options on offer from Replicate. It turns out you can run voice generation, short video generation, really nice image generation, image labeling, and captioning zvabeling and captionings of various other minor computer vision tasks. That's in addition to the previously known voice transcription, photo generation, and human-level chat. Also, in addition to standardizing model interfaces into a labeled set of inputs and exposing a minimal and nice API for it, you can use a tool named Cog to pull models down and use them locally. Assuming you have a GPU-capable rig, I mean, which I think basically everyone other than me has at this point. I'm going to see what I can do to change that. Blog reader. One borderline trivial application of the tech out right now is reading blogs. That is, it's relatively easy to write the function blog post podcast pisode. It involves a bunch of appy calls against some teats model and some image captioning models and let's be honest here, but the outline is relatively simple. And let's be honest here, you can go almost arbitrarily deep on the implementation. Making a trivial version is trivial, but making one that also sanely handles footnotes, headings, complex diagrams, different input formats, code blocks, possibly some application, specific acronyms, you could spend a long time working on this, even discounting basic background things like proper emphasis and sound error correction. Go through your blog reader. Plans for the future,